Now, Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic Health Clinic joins us with her weekly health tip. Good morning, Dr. Betty.
Good morning, Marilyn. You know, for the last month and a half, we've been talking about lots of different kinds of things, including inflammation and brain fog. And I've had a number of patients who have called that are interested in finding out about testing. So I thought I'd cover a little bit of that information today. So certainly with regards to finding out about inflammation and brain fog issues, there's lots of different kinds of testing we can do. There's testing we can do through blood tests, for example, and these can be done through my clinic. Some of them can be done through the family doctor as well. And we look at blood markers as a marker of inflammation. The good news is that once we determine what the markers are, once we see the levels, once we actually put in a protocol and some treatment plans, then we can go back and retest and actually see the difference in the levels of inflammation in the blood work. And that's often very important for family doctors as well, because if patients are working with a naturopathic doctor, you go back after about 3 or 4 months and you can show that some of the inflammation has gone down. Many family doctors will be very happy about that, because especially if patients have chosen not to use, for example, pharmaceutical remedies, they can actually show to their family doctor that they're actually doing much better. And that can apply to things like diabetes, cholesterol issues, and many other joint pain issues and other inflammatory markers. Other testing that we do can be hormonal testing, for example. So especially with patients who are going through menopause, we can actually look at the hormone balances, estrogen, progesterone, testosterone. Sometimes I have male patients coming in with fatigue or brain fog, and often that can be associated with low testosterone levels. So I have tested those in patients in the past. And again, we can remedy those with naturopathic solutions using herbal supplements as well. Infections, for example, yeast infections are very common in patients, especially if they've been eating a lot of sugar or their diet hasn't been great. So diagnosing candida infections can be done through the stool, for example, through food sensitivity testing. One of the markers for yeast can actually be tested through food sensitivity testing. And we can actually test for inflammatory responses to food, again, through food sensitivity testing. So these are so many different ways that we can address inflammation, brain fog, and really help patients with naturopathic solutions to get them back onto a path of good health.
So this basically sounds like there's a question, there's a course of action, and then there's a way of measuring results. If someone wants to talk to you about their health issue and dealing with it naturally, a complimentary consultation, I know you've been offering it, simply call your office. Is that how it works?
Absolutely. They can give me a call at 905-707-2001. And I'm still doing free 15-minute consultations either over the phone, through video conferencing, or in person as well.
So if you have a health issue and you want to approach it naturally, Dr. Betty Rosendahl and her team at Thornhill Naturopathic Health Clinic can help you. I look forward to learning more from you next week, Dr. Betty, and thank you for explaining the testing.
Thank you so much, Marilyn.